We're back. Welcome back to another episode of Mortgage Matters with the Maya Group. I'm back again with Ange and Chris, and today we are going to be talking about a different renovation loan, and it's the conventional loan, and it's called the Fannie Mae Home Style. So, Ange, I'm going to let you dive right into why this particular program is awesome.
Listen, my homegirl, Fannie, she's got this on lock for sure. It is a great program. And I'll just make a small reference. Hopefully you guys have listened to the FHA 203K episode. That gives you some base about what we're about to talk about. But Fannie, man, she has some really cool features that FHA just absolutely will not entertain. So again, we're talking about doing a renovation loan where you're going to go and purchase a home, but it needs a little love. Maybe it needs a lot of love. And then you're going to figure out, this is a nutshell, by the way, we're going to figure out what all those costs are. We're going to figure out what the as completed value is. We're going to determine what kind of down payment you're going to need. And then you're going to close. So it sounds so super simple and easy, right? So a couple quick things that I want to note. So again, Fannie Mae will allow you to do a purchase of a property or a refinance of a property. So if you already own a home and it needs a little love, or there's some improvements you want to do, but maybe you're not heavy on the cash, we can explore this as an option for you to make some improvements to your home. The most gigantic thing that I can convey to you that's different with this program over FHA 203K is you can do this for a primary residence. You can do it for a second home. And my investors, where are you at? We can do investment properties. Woo!
You shut the front door right now.
You heard me.
You stop it. Seriously?
I swear to goodness.
Wow. So we can do second homes and investment. That's like just a win right out of the gate.
I mean, what more do you need to hear? Nothing, probably.
That's it. End episode.
End scene.
Right. Start our outro now.
Right. Jazz hands. Here we go.
So let's talk about this. Can you do it with as little as 5% down?
So here's my small asterisk. So yeah, the 97% is going to be your max loan amount on a primary residence if you're doing a 30-year fixed. They do actually offer an ARM as well. So if you want to go the ARM route on your primary residence, they are going to require you to put 5% down. So that's where you're going to be there. That's on a one unit. So I guess let me be super crystal clear. Let me recap, in fact, since I'm stumbling over my own words. So on a one unit property that you're going to buy as your primary residence, if you do a 30-year fixed mortgage option, you can put down as little as 3%. If you'd like to entertain the ARM, then the max that you can finance is 95%, meaning you got to put 5% down. If you look to buy a two unit property as your primary residence, so maybe you're going to live in one unit, you're going to rent out the other, the minimum down payment requirement is 5%. And then if you find one of those 3 to 4 family units, again, maybe you're going to occupy one and then you're going to rent out the other three. Then again, maximum loan to value is going to be 95%. You're going to have to put 5% down on that. If you're buying or refinancing a second home, then you're going to have to put at least 10% down into the game to do that. And again, these down payments are going to be based on the as completed value. So I'll go over that again in a few minutes. So let's recap again the last couple. For my investors, if you're doing a purchase, 85% is the maximum loan to value. So you're going to have 15% down. And if you own the property and you're looking to refinance it and leverage this program, the maximum loan to value is going to be 75%. So you're going to have at least 25% equity in the property.
So, and are those in conforming, traditional conforming loan sizes?
They are, yes.
So there's no high cost area version of the Fannie Mae home style?
So there is. We just have to adhere to all of their requirements. So you can actually do this in the high cost area. We just get kicked out, obviously, once we get to jumbo land.
Okay. That's good to know. And so, excuse me. So you said that the down payment required is on the as completed value, not the project cost, meaning the sales price plus the renovation.
Right. So we're going to take what's your sales price, what are all the costs to renovate or construct the home? No total destruction of the property, though, please. We'll talk about that in a second. So yes, so we're going to take the sales price plus your cost to make the improvements to the property. That's going to get all calculated, and the appraiser is going to give us what is that as completed value for that property. And then we're going to calculate what your down payment requirement and your loan to value is based off of the as completed value.
Okay, so if that as completed value for whatever reason is lower than the cost, then is the down payment based on the total cost?
Yes, they're going to use the lesser of the two.
Okay, very good. Okay, so that really makes sense. So in the 203K land for FHA, there was an FHA consultant who basically it acts as a checks and balances against what the contractor is charging. Does the home style renovation loan have something similar to that?
Exact same consultant. We utilize the same list. We just denote to that FHA consultant that this is not an FHA loan because there are different requirements and, dare I say, less guardrails associated with the home style program that are in place with Fannie Mae, or I'm sorry, with FHA.
Okay, is there anything else special? Because really, it sounds like it's so straightforward that there's not even a lot to ask here.
It's very straightforward. A couple cool highlights, really, that I would like to share with clients. So same thing. Let's say you find a house and it's a two-unit property. Let's go back to that example from the beginning. It's a two-unit property as it stands today, but you're not interested in being a landlord. You don't want anybody else living in your space, but you like the bones of the house. You can go in and you can convert it to a one unit. And that way, then it's just your big primary residence. So that is one of the items you can do to remodel or restructure that home, reconfigure it, whatever term you want to use. The only thing they won't allow you to do is tear it down to the foundation. They don't want full demolition.
Okay. And this particular program is available on condos?
Condos are allowed, but it's going to be limited only to the interior of the property. Of course, you know, the condo association is going to take care of your roof and your exterior anyway, so you don't have any ability to adjust those things even if you weren't trying to do a renovation. So we will help you take care of the inside. So if you want new cabinets, new flooring, redo the bathroom, new appliances, all those things are fair game.
Okay. And does if it's a condo property type, does it change the loan to value requirements or the down payment requirements? Let me ask that differently.
It does not. We just have to follow a couple other checks and balances as far as the condo association is concerned.
Of course, condo approval. So,
meaning like still like limited review, all the normal things we would do on a condo
of course.
Purchase anyways.
Okay.
Now, as far as comparing this to the 203K, 203K had some limitations on what you can and cannot add to the home. This home style also make that clarification of if I wanted to add a pool, a hot tub, you know, things like that, is that allowed?
Again, they're going to hold you to not necessarily coming in and doing a ton of what they consider luxury items. You can go in and repair certain things, but you're not necessarily going to come in and say, oh, I want to dig a pool on this.
Okay, understood.
And what's the term of the renovation? Like what I assume there's a defined finite.
There is. So for the renovation, they're going to give you 9 months to complete it.
So Ange, because you can use this particular product on investment properties, can you use projected rental income just like you can on a regular purchase to help offset the payment so you can qualify?
Yep, they will let you use the rental income to help you qualify for the property.
Okay, or a certain percentage of it.
Yes, correct. So you're going to take a percentage of just like we're still going to follow all of Fannie Mae's traditional rules to qualify and to leverage moving forward with the program. But yes, they will allow us to use
it. Okay. And one appraisal done up front and that's it.
Correct.
Okay. Very nice.
And it's a one-time close too. So I don't know if we mentioned that in the other episode or not, but yeah, so it's going to be a one-time close. So once you close, then the process gets started for the renovations and the draws. And you don't have to refinance down the road once everything's completed.
Okay. So you're locking in an interest rate up front and everything else. And once the renovation is complete, then do you lose the 1 year off your 30-year term? And then it's going to fully amortize? Like what payments are you making during renovation?
So that you're amortizing from the day you go to closing. So that 30-year clock starts that day. And one of the nice features of this program is you can roll in several months of your mortgage payments to be applied to your mortgage, assuming, again, the loan to value is there. Let me put that little disclaimer there. So you can roll in mortgage payments so that will make your mortgage payment while the renovations are being done. Depending on how extensive your renovations are, maybe you can't even live in the property while they're being done. So you may have to, you know, live with friends, family, or you're still renting before you move in. So it affords you the ability to have those payments made so you're not making two payments while all the renovations are being done.
Okay, but you are starting a fully amortized payment immediately.
Correct.
Okay. Or the second month after closing. Okay. And that is also the true with the 203K.
Okay. Yes.
Very good. And then when are escrows established? Up front?
Escrows are going to be established up front because you're going to make that regular mortgage payment out of the gate. It's all going to be based off of that as completed value. So you already know exactly how much you are going to borrow. Okay. So there'll be contingency funds set aside to help protect you in case a skeleton comes out of the closet. So we're going to have those earmarked. And if those contingency funds don't ever get used during the process, they're applied to your principal balance once all the renovations are completed.
Okay. And assuming that your project appraises higher than your cost, what is the MI factor based on? Is the mortgage insurance factor based on the as completed value or of the project costs?
So it's going to be on the as completed value because then we know exactly what our loan to value position is. So it's going to be based off of that.
Okay, very good. I'm not sure what else I should be asking you, but I feel like I'm out of questions. Chris, what do you have going on over there?
I mean, it really sounds like this is a kind of follows the path of a regular purchase of a home, just with an added step of getting a contract for the renovations and getting it vetted out by a consultant. But other than that, it sounds like the costs and everything are going to be kind of mutually agreeable to what purchasing a normal house would be, just adding in the money to fix the house up the way you want it before you go to closing.
It is. The only thing we're not going to do is close this kind of loan in 8 business days. You know, this is not even a 30-day close. We really need a bare minimum of 45 days because we have to get the appraiser into the property. The contractor needs time to go in and the ability to get into the property to build the scope of work, determine exactly what needs to be done, get on the same page with the consultant and the appraiser. So these things aren't happening overnight, and these are not things that can be rushed. They need to be done to ensure that every T is crossed and every I is dotted. One other thing I want to make sure that I don't forget to mention is that you cannot do any self-help with this type of project. So even you as the buyer or the investor, you could be a Class A contractor, but unfortunately, this program will not allow for any self-help. It has to be an arm's length distance transaction.
Interesting. It's great information, though.
Again, another product in our arsenal to bring to our clients and our referral partners. You know, again, we're always looking for ways to bring value to everybody. So really, thank you again, Ange. No amount of gratitude for you to be the resident expert on the team. There's just literally no amount of gratitude that's out there that I could express how thankful I am that you really grabbed these products and you took the bull by the horns. So thank you for doing that. And again, thank you to our audience for joining us today. And this is going to wrap our episode on the Fannie Mae Home Style Renovation Loan.
You're the bomb, Ange. Thank you. You can find us online at www.themygroup.com and on Facebook and Instagram at The My Group. Oh, and LinkedIn too. We're there. Come find us. Have a great day.